Blog Talk Radio.
The rest of everybody in the land of Ohio is pursuing, but
we pursue, you know, music, and it's not just music, of course. You know, it's our parties, it's our events, it's bettering the community, it's bettering ourselves as an individual, as a whole. So, you know, that's just me in the standpoint. You know, just that cool, why not be, hit me on Twitter type of guy. Feel me?
That's definitely what's up. And with branding your name and branding your music, Y.B., how do you go about doing that? And, you know, how much is a challenge, if any challenge, is it?
It's definitely a challenge when you're trying to brand anything. When you look at the brands that's noticeable, like Nike and McDonald's and, you know, things of that brand, like Snickers, you see it took them a while to get it because it comes with longevity. If you don't have longevity, you know, you're really not going to be successful in this business. If you're not marketable, you're definitely not going to be successful in this business. So we focus on making marketable, but keeping it real. We will never dummy down to what the industry will want us to do or what we will get a deal for. We will never dummy down to that. So we do a good job of just keeping it in our lane, keeping the aspects, pumping our fans and building a brand just with fly parties, being around with fly gear. I mean, every time you see us, we piece stuff from head to toe. I mean, even if we got to walk to the corner store to go get some milk and some eggs, you just will never see us, you know what I'm saying, unfresh. That's our trademark. We like fresh. So that's a part of building a brand and building great music. In order to have to even be successful, you have to have great music. So it's definitely a challenge. It's a challenge to appease everyone and maintain that lifestyle.
Most definitely. How do you make sure that you're just you're not another face in the crowd?
I think relationship with you, it's saying no. You know, me, I'm different from everybody that I work with. Each individual has his own mindset, his own image, his own characteristics. Me, I'm going to say I get on everybody's nerves, so I'm going to always stand out. I'm going to make sure I get on your nerves. That's my point. Because in life, but that's what makes me different. I don't get on your nerves just to get on your nerves. You know, I'm going to get on your nerves in a loving kind of way. So when you hear my music, you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, he get on my nerves. He always making hot music.
You definitely got some hot music, and you definitely be going there. When I first heard your music, I heard this song called The Land, and it was just crazy, and it was just powerful, and we're about to get into that right now. We're about to get into the music Land, and we definitely got to give a shout-out right now to the guest room, guest 19303, welcome, and guest 19304, welcome to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got Y.B. live in the building. If you got any questions for him or you want to show any love, you can type it right now in the chat room. If you got some shout-outs, some things that you want to say, you can type it right now, or you can call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Let's go, because we taking over the land.
This must be what it sounds like to live in the city of Cleveland. Let's go.
Johnny Giuliano.
Yep.
Go.
Come on, Cleveland, I need you. Stand up. This is our city. Yep.
Yeah.
your girl Diva Mary Kay, man. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I got Y.B. live in the building with me. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Want to give a big shout-out to Jamie. We see you, Jamie, in the chat room, chopping it up as you usually do. And y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button on the line right now if you want to speak to the host and give some love to Y.B. We're going to go to the hotline since they lighting it up. Let's go ahead and go in. 202-904, you're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and Step Your Game Up Saturdays. What's your name and where you're calling from?
What's up, love? It's Genius.
Genius, what's going on? Welcome to the building. We got the genius in the building, man. It's officially a party now. Genius, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much. Just wanted to call in, you know what I'm saying, give my support to you and definitely to my little bro doing it up there. That's definitely what's popping.
My big bro, what's good, homie?
Hey, making it happen, man. That's about it, man. Staying on the grind. Right now I'm doing the knowledge. Just got finished doing this work for my college course.
Word up, word up. That's first one.
Yo, geez, we definitely, I want to set something up for you, with you so you could come on the show so we can have some exclusive time with the genius maybe next week if you got time. I know you're a very busy man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also, little bro, I got you on the mixtape too, man. I got you on the mixtape, so definitely, and a lot of people is feeling that, man, so definitely get with me.
Oh, I got you. Good looking out. You know, I appreciate it all day.
Most of that.
Even though it took me forever in a year, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a time and place for everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything happens at the right time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. You're definitely a blessing to me, though. I appreciate it, big bro.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
That's definitely what's up, and I can't wait. I can't definitely wait. But I got some hot mess news for y'all. So y'all get ready, and I know you heard this, but I got to say it again. Hold on one second. Let me pull it up. There it is. LT. Oh, man. LT pleads guilty. And for those who don't know who LT is Lawrence Taylor. It says former NFL great Lawrence Taylor pleaded guilty Thursday in New York courtroom, admitting to paying a 16-year-old runaway prostitute for sex. As a result, Taylor, 51, has to serve 6 years probation and register as a sex offender. She told me she was 19, he said in court. Taylor was arrested last May after the teen uncle called the police, and his sentences will be in March. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on this hot mess news, and we're going to start with the guest tonight. We're going to start with you, Y.B.
Yo, I'm going to just say, if it was me, y'all would be receiving fan mail, yo. So I would definitely say, you know, reputation, the money talks. But it's very unfortunate, you know what I'm saying, especially for it to happen to Mr. Taylor, you know what I'm saying. I grew up watching Lawrence Taylor, you know what I'm saying, being a Giants fan. It's almost like a David Megan situation, you know what I'm saying, all the individuals who grow up, you know what I'm saying, you watching, you know, these athletes, these stars, you know what I'm saying, you emulate, you want to live their lifestyle, and then when you get, you know what I'm saying, your older age, when you're in your upper 20s, your 30s, you see them make just the most craziest mistakes in the world, you know, and any mistake could be forgiven. But I'm pretty much all, but I bet my bottom dollar line that if it was me, I would be up under the jail.
I know that's right. Let's go on to Jeans. And Jeans, what's your opinion on that situation?
Oh man, you know, stuff like that, it really upsets me. I mean, I heard about it before they posted, you know, everything on the news and everything. You know, because I knew some people that was close to him. It's sad, you know, and what's even worse is he knew about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and then on top of that, it's not like this is a new thing. It's going on, you know, in great, you know, masses, and that's something that needs to stop, you know what I'm saying? And that definitely needs to stop. That's not cool. I don't, you know, believe in doing things with minors, you know what I'm saying? And him being who he was, you know, he should have known better, you know? That's just stupid. You know, but like what Wydad said, sometimes, you know, representation, you know, and money contains a lot of things, because you look at his sentence, that's light. You know what I'm saying? If that was somebody else, you know, he'd be doing some serious, serious time. You know, and I don't know how they're gonna, you know, treat him as far as his sentencing, but you know, I don't support ignorance in any way, shape, fashion or form. You know, so I definitely don't support that. It made me upset when I first heard about it. You know, and whoever the you know, the juvenile was, they really need to get some help. You know, and I hope that they get that help, and I hope that, you know, LT definitely gets some help for that, because that's just not what's up at all. That ain't cool. It ain't cool at all. You know, it's not. It's not the 50s back when it was cool to be able to do things with minors. You know, I think back to the Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Marvin Gaye was in like his 30s. Tammy Terrell was 15 years old, turning 16. You know, back then, those types of things was cool where they got married even at those ages. But, you know, soliciting to a minor, that's definitely not what's up. That's not cool in any way. Yeah,
and my thing is, they went all in on LT, but what happened to the pimp that brought her there?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know. I mean, not even to even take it past LT, you know, what about all of these people in Congress? I mean, I'm right here in the nation's capital right now, and I could tell you, they got places that's right across the street from the White House where they sit there and do these types of things all day long. You know what I'm saying? It just makes me upset when we got to be made the example. You know, because of our own bad decisions or stupidity, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's not like he's the only person that's doing it, you know,
because
he's who he was, you know what I'm saying? It's the reason, the whole real political reason of, you know, them actually putting the focus on him like that. It makes me real sad. I mean, ask yourself this question. Can you name one, you know, figure that's of ethnicity that does not have a trail of corruption that's surrounding them or they're involved with?
That's interesting.
Crickets.
You know.
Yeah,
you always get crickets when you ask that question. That's
yeah, and it's sad. And I'm like, we need to change that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I look at Obama as an alien. I mean, you know.
Right.
We need more people like that. You know, they can say what they want about him, but the brother hasn't, you know, has yet to, and I wouldn't even wish that on him. You know, it's sad that we can't do certain things in life and reach certain echelons in life without doing something stupid. You know, we're all human at the end of the day, but we can prevent a lot of the things that happen. You know, with the decisions that we make, we gotta be wise and we gotta educate ourselves, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing at the end of the day, is educating yourself and not becoming a product of your own environment. And it's so easy to be, you know, somewhere and say everybody's doing it. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything that everybody is doing. That don't mean that you do it, but. And then at the same token, we let the fame and the money get to us, and we forgot the humbleness that we had when we first started off. We forgot how, you know, how humble and how appreciative we was to have this newfound faith and this newfound fame. But it is what it is. And, you know, it's sad that LT was in a position, you know, he was struggling with some drug problems, but he had no white people behind him. And still to this day, he got them behind him. Because he may have went to jail that night and bailed out or whatever the case may be, but to get 6 years probation and you registering as a sex offender, that ain't doing nothing but saying, oh, now he going to say, oh, my reputation, my career is over. But he had been in trouble several times before this occurred. And if you going to pay for some nookie, pay your wife for some nookie. Are you serious? talking about she told me she was 19. You got all that money. She talking about she 19. You better ask her for some ID. Have a copy machine right with you. Actually, we got phones that you can take a picture of her ID. Are y'all crazy?
You know what I'm trying to figure out in the times that we living in now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he got women that's giving away for nothing, nothing.
Nothing.
You paying for it? I mean, they're giving it away for nothing but some conversations, you know what I'm saying? And you
know,
paying for it, you know, what's really going on? It's a problem, you know? That's seriously crazy. You know, I thought the same thing with the Kobe situation. I'm like, you know, if he would have went to the hood instead of Colorado, you know, he probably wouldn't even have an issue at all, period. Tiger Woods, I just want to slap him stupid because that woman ain't worth your $780 million. Come on, man. You know, I don't believe in violence, but, you know, I probably would have had to put a hit on her and dissolve that. Ain't nowhere to work. I'm trying to figure out what does she contribute to. I mean, he worth $1 billion. So what does she contribute to that billion? You know, and it wasn't even about the kids because she gave up the rights to the kids. So I'm trying to really figure that one out.
You know, oh, I didn't even know that. She gave up the rights.
So,
she gave up the kids.
Man. This man, he married the nanny from across the street. That's when you know it's a problem. Something's wrong.
It's an issue all the way around. That's why I got to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to my entire team, the whole Little Life Fresh, because, I mean, we just, I mean, not to be doggish, and we never being doggish, but why would we pay for something that's 1 billion girls in the world? That's crazy to me. I just never, I mean,
but if you put in a price on it, and to the ladies that's putting a price on it, put some longevity to it. You know what I'm saying? And that's with them chicks, the wives of even Shaq's wife, before they got divorced, Tiger Woods, you know, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, they use their smarts. They use their smarts. They said, you just say, this ain't no prepaid service. This is a monthly. So they stuck it in to the end until they could catch them doing what lustful men do, what lustful dudes get caught up in trying to stroke their ego in or impress their friends. And I'm not saying all, I'm just saying all, but they get all caught up in impressing their friends and stroking their egos for 15 minutes. You mean to tell me that you was with this chick for 15 minutes and now you going to pay me $15 million? I'm going to get it too. Why wouldn't I?
Look at Dwayne Wade. He about to get it. She about to break his pocket. Yeah,
what's up with that?
Put me down, because
I ain't get it.
Oh, yeah, he dipped out with Gabrielle Union, who's been known to cause breakups in marriages.
And Gabrielle Union is fine, too.
Yeah, he dipped out. I lost all respect for her, though.
If I'm going to dip out, though, I'm going to dip out with a Gabrielle Union.
I'm saying it's not worth it when you're giving up your whole financial stability. Because of, I mean, it's really not that worth it. I mean, I think back to Adam and Eve. Come on now, I would have let if I was Adam, I would have let Eve bite that fruit by herself. I would have went to the man upstairs and been like, "Look, man, can we start over again? You know, I need you another ring. Can we get it right?"
She ain't the right one.
I would have not bit the fruit with her. And you know, from that time, we continue to sit there and play to that weakness. We allow ourselves to be consumed by that weakness. To dip out and do stupid things. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. I'd rather have one headache than a whole bunch of headaches. It's not worth it. It really is not worth it.
It's that statement, the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. There definitely is power in it. But, you know, it's $15 million, $7.8 billion. You know, a whole career worth of power in the P-U-S-S-Y, but when it comes to a young girl, like a young girl, it should have been, I know it was an alarm that set off in LT's head, like, hold on, she a little bit too young. She looking too young. At 16, she may have been, you know, had some breasts and some butt, but still, look at the position that you have as a man.
Yeah,
look at the position that you have as a professional. You supposed to have people checking and pre-screening.
Yeah, his staff should have been on that. His manager should have been on that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand. That's why I say he had to know. he had to know that, you know what I'm saying, the circumstance he was in. And he just took that chance, and that's what's stupid.
So
you're
saying,
you know what I'm saying?
So basically we can say that, you know, LT pulled an R. Kelly.
Hell no. Well, I mean, we should have known. I mean, I'll tell you this. Even with R. Kelly, you look at R. Kelly. We all knew R. Kelly had an issue when he married Aaliyah at the age that she was. You know what I'm saying? He was 15, turning 16. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't knock a person. I respect him as a musical genius. But personally, on a personal level, he needs help, you know, like all people. And, like, we make mistakes, but, you know, at what price? You know what I'm saying? We can avoid a lot of these things. Yeah, we have to avoid a lot of these things by being wiser and surrounding ourselves with the right people. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't care if I grew up with somebody and we was born and bred in the hood, you know, and I reach a certain echelon in life and you bringing nothing but violence around me or things that's going to take away what I worked hard to achieve. I'm sorry. I got to X you out. I can't have you around me. Because you really don't love me like you said you love me if you're doing these things to cause it. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to be wiser, you know. Yeah. So you definitely got to know the people that's around you. Know your team. You know, you can't break bread with everybody. Can't break bread with everybody.
No, and a lot of times everybody's trying to eat off the same plate. It's just like people coming to your barbecue and they don't bring nothing but their mouths. Bring some plates, man. And I ain't afraid to tell my team that. What? Let us be going to an event. And big shout out to Vice. I went out to Pohop last night. I had a good time. We drove like 3 hours from Washington to Oregon. And when we got out there, we had a good time. And Vice took care of me and my sister. He made sure that we was good. I did some great networking. It was definitely worth it. But what I'm saying is bring something to the team. Don't just bring your mouth and you looking at my plate. Oh, no, I don't mind eating with nobody. But I'm saying, like, what is you bringing to the table for me to want to share any of my food?
That's funny.
And I like
we
to eat.
Actually, we just had a meeting. We just had a meeting like that. That's funny, you know what I'm saying, to bring more to the table instead of your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to the leaders. I'm going to say to the real leaders that motivate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yo, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got Y.B. live in the building with me. We got Genius live in the building. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And step your game up Saturdays. We about to get into this hot joint by Y.B. called Step Your Game Up. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. That's the way in the building. My nigga D in the building, D in the building. I got Char in the building, Char in the building. Of course I know it's dead. Ready? Hey, all we do is get dope.
All we do is get dope.
Some niggas don't.
Some niggas don't.
But all we do is get dope.
All we do is get dope.
We made you over here, man.
We made you over here, man.
Step your game up, niggas. Come on.
Come on.
Get more dope, dope. Get more flow, flow. Big mojo, yo. Everybody know hoes. Big contract, more big contact. All we do is get it over here. Big ass, that's dope. Get more dope, dope. Get more flow, flow. Big mojo, yo. Everybody know hoes. Big contract, more big contact. All we do is get it over here. Big ass, that's dope. Get more dough, get it, bought more flow. Brought it, same type though. Yeah. Just a different coat.
Come on,
Gary Coleman. Yeah. I'm such a different stroke. Let the meter run. I'm sexist for the fun.
For
no expiration on it.
No,
my shit defining moment.
Okay.
You see, it's crystal clear.
Okay.
More like a decomponent. Get it, I'm greedy with it. And it's shit to did it. I got the right to be. My family all good. We living like a G. We always knew we would. You other shoes, nigga. Get Boris shopped in hood. CTFU's with it. I'm Barry Bonds in it. 750,000, all commas in it. Get no flow, flow. Get no flow, flow. Big mojo, show. Everybody know hoes. Big contract, more big contact. All we do is get it over here. Big ass that show. Get no flow, flow. Get no flow, flow. Big mojo, show. Everybody know hoes. Big contract, more big. All we do is get it over here. Big assets, big assets. Two coons, I'm past it. Get Jones for gaskets. Y'all boys can have it. I'm focused. Bridge built like bro.
I watch your face. All you are.
LF. Nightmare rap. Y.8. Real shit right here. Call it Rockabye music, man. Yo, me and you. Real soul like cook food. You're a clear choice. Number one's on the menu. We go together like the days and the months. We so past wrong. All we need is a brunch. You helped me face some storms when it was bad weather. I went and changed my path when it was cracked leather. Staying focused, always kept you. Even when the scene changed, you remained to be true. Many came and gone singing the same song. Different models, all wearing the same song. Many pleasures, but none stay true. That's the reason I am planning my anxiety in you. Too, the Lord only can speak for me. No lie, got you out of a dream, homie. Let's fly above all seas. See the world owes you. So we
did you meet.
Jay-Z, spitting oh so free, quite the talent in me. You used to tell me I was so, I so needed to blow. Yep. And I promised when I did, it would've let it grow. Pure flow, all I ever really wanted was dough. More money, more hoes, plus it come with the show. That's the reason for the drip, but it led to a split. Had I knew it would've troubled you, I never would flip. Better yet, shit, I never would've thought so quick. Hey, I never would've spit so sick. Had a flow to change more than a globe. I guess it went to my dome. That's the reason for this modesty shit. Can you swallow my spit? Cause I promise to throw more than a bitch. I'm in command with a firm grip on you in your hand. I'm in my stand still being you, hoping my damn. Hey baby, please stay out the man. Stay out the man.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, man. I got Y-Dot live in the building. We got Genius live in the building. I like that cut right there. Who was that singing on that joint right there, Y-Dot?
Shout out to the chick, Shantae. You know, she knew she got virgin lungs, but, you know, shout out to her for lacing the hook for me.
Yes, she did. I really enjoyed that one. That was cool. And I like Step Your Game Up as well. I'm definitely loving it. Y'all can definitely check out Y-Dot. Go to his fan page. You got a fly Reverb Nation page. I definitely like this. This is definitely Diva approved.
definitely
Diva approved. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
But Go to his Reverb Nation page and become a fan. Don't just listen to the music. Become a fan. Being a fan comes with a lot of perks, believe me. Diva Mary Kay is a fan, and I get a lot of perks. Ain't that right, Genius?
Definitely. Support people that's trying to do positive things. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. And I got to say, little bro, I'm loving the progression. You know what I'm saying? I didn't heard a lot of your stuff, and I'm definitely, you know, like Diva said, I'm feeling those tracks. You definitely have moved forward, and I wish you the most success with everything you're doing. You know what I mean? You already know.
You already know what time it is. I'm on my way up there, yo.
Oh, what? I know that's right.
I'm on my way up there. You know what I'm saying? We networking. You know, it's just a constant grind, constant, you know, connecting and promoting and motivating yourself. I just told Diva before the show, like, man, I feel like I'm really, really progressing right now. I guess that's all watching them Tupac and Biggie shows. Going back in the back, but listening to It Was Written. So, most definitely shout out to the
town. Yeah, that's definitely what's up, man. Well, you can learn a lot from those things, man. You definitely can.
Yes, we do.
You definitely can learn a lot. As long as you pay attention, you have definitely been all right. Like I'm definitely feeling it. And shout out to Big and Cheese live in the chat room. Can you spend it tonight? Nope, you gotta send it right here to Diva Spots, ENT1@gmail.com. If you wanna get your music played on Diva Spot Radio ENT, you wanna send it to me at Diva Spot Radio, Diva Spot ENT1@gmail.com. Make sure you put the joint in there, and also in the parentheses, put your name and your contact information so we can, so I can contact you. We holler at you and tell you exactly how you can get your featured on the show and also how you can get your music spin. So big shout out to Big and Cheese live in the chat room. If you got any questions, any shout out, Big and Cheese, you can always call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And everybody that's listening, tuning in, we got Y.B. live in the on Diva Spot Radio. Step your game up. Saturdays, go to www.reverbnation.com/Y.B. Check out the music and become a fan, because we definitely getting it in. The hotlines is lighting up, so we're going to go ahead and take some callers. 862-237. We got Rocker Block live in the building. Rocker Block, what's going on, man? Brick City is live in the building. What's up, man?
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? Yep. Front wheel spinning. Why that? What it do, homie?
What it do, big homie?
We got Genius up in here, too.
Okay, okay, Genius. I don't know.
What
genius.
Up, fam?
How it's been around your way, big homes?
Oh, man, it's just blessed, man. God has been showing up and showing out in my life, man. And I just been letting it all sink in and just sit real tight, you know, wearing it on my heart. Putting it around my neck like a necklace.
What up? That's worry right there.
For sure. So, God bless you, Ebony. You know, Diva Mary Kay doing it real big. I appreciate you all the time, every time. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. I definitely need that love. You know, I've been working hard. I just came from the Pohop. Oh, and shout out to Guest 19618 live in the room. I just came from the Pohop last night in Portland, Oregon, out there with advice. Yo, it was off the chain. I definitely networked. I know I was out there networking, getting my 1-2 on, making sure it's strong for the team over here. And I ran into some great artists. I mean, I ran into like 4 or 5 artists. I ran into like 2 R&B singers. I also want to give a big shout out to Zito, man. Zito the boss. He definitely got fired. He gonna be coming to the show real soon. Shout out to Mikey Vegas. He gonna be coming to the show real soon. Definitely getting that West Coast love. Big shout out to Advice. Oh, we got the Eastern Suns. We definitely network out there with them, but we had a good time. They showed up and showed out there like that was real hip hop, and it was a mix of people. Like, in Oregon is nice, man. I'm thinking about vacationing in Oregon, because Portland, Oregon was real nice. The downtown area we drove over there took about 3 hours, but it was real nice. And the club, the setup was real, real nice, and it was packed. It was real hip hop in there, and everybody was definitely going in, so I can definitely appreciate that.
Word up. Shout out to
them
Oregon Ducks, huh?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And it's all about consistency at the end of the day. You want to have consistency, and I know that's something that Y-Doc can help us step our game up with right now, because he's a consistent player. He consistently does what he do. And even with, you know, working and going to school and doing his music, like, he definitely work on his consistency. And how, why God, do you, are you able to have such a strong consistency with yourself?
Again, like, all glory go to God just for being able to be, to wake up for the day. That's consistency right there, just being able to be woke up for the day. So, you know, once I'm woke, I mean, it's a lot to do. You know, so you wake up, you check it off. You know what I'm saying? I go through the progressions of, you know, work, school, of course the team, and don't let me get it twisted, man. My consistency is man, a lot of individuals, you know what I'm saying, play a huge part of who I am, from from my twin brothers, Javon and Twain, from, you know what I'm saying, my closest friend Marcus, my sister, Cleveland Diva, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of individuals play a huge role in my life, every single, from yourself, Diva Mary Kay. I mean, the conversations, the you know what I'm saying, the meetups, the time that I actually get to spend with y'all every single day, I'm learning from y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of the individuals that, you know what I'm saying, that work every day that mess up, you know what I'm saying, I'm learning from them too. So my consistency is based on a lot of things, man, you know what I'm saying? Just, I just try to stay consistent within myself, you know what I'm saying? I never try to do anything that's out of my 28, 29-year-old self range, you know what I'm saying? If anything, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm raising the bar to go higher. So.
That's definitely what's up. And I like what you said about raising the bar to go higher, because a lot of us and a lot of artists, we see it a lot of times that they get caught up in the whole cookie cut of things, the whole cookie cut situation. You know, you worked all this time and you did all this hard work and you did all this hard work and you went through all this being in the studio, sacrificing, spending your last dime on your craft, and then when you get to a label, and that's why I got to give big shout-outs to all the independent artists and the independent labels who doing it themselves, because, you know, when you get to some of these labels, they like, oh, well, here's the streams. The streams is basically the contract. When you sign, you start getting strings on your hands, your arms, your mouth, and everything. This is what you're saying. We prepping you, and that's that. Basically not what's up. And big shout-out to Lega. Lega is another one. Lega is going hard. I'm talking about everywhere I turn, he's there, and I'm definitely feeling that. But, you know, he's another artist that do not get caught up with letting somebody cookie cut him and learn the business side. The next question I have for you, Wada, is how important is it to learn the business side of your craft before you get involved into the entertainment?
Oh, very. Before I even took Unfaded, which was my first project, before I even took that on, I had to sit back. You know, I had to sit back and learn the entire game. And not get it twisted, because I do not know the entire game, but I feel I know enough to be able to put out product and be able to protect myself and to be able to protect my team and our investments and what we invest in. So knowledge, you know, knowledge is power all day, man. You know what I'm saying? I can spit a whole song and know how to song write, but not know the basics in how to get paid for songwriting. So, I mean, knowledge is power. You know, I encourage everybody, especially if you're in any type of business, but especially in music, you need to understand the fine line, the fine print. You need to understand the knowledge. You need to know what your product is and what you're working for and why you're doing it. You need to have knowledge of your craft and your talent, man. Otherwise, you're just cheating yourself. Basically, you know, so you're working for free.
You're definitely cheating yourself when you're working for free. And then when things hit the fan, you want to start pointing a finger at everybody. And that's one thing that I know. Go ahead.
But that's easy to do. If my team doesn't help me get to where I need to get to, I can blame, y'all didn't help me do this. You didn't promote my single. What I was taught in music, at the end of the day, this is your own business. And, you know, and my brother taught me that, you know what I'm saying? And I have to say, he's one of the smartest individuals in the world. But he taught me that, yo, at the end of the day, man, I don't have to help you do a damn thing. Seriously, I don't have to help you do nothing, put money up front, do nothing. But you need to understand this is your own business, and I am going to help you, but you need to understand to put your hard work and your drive into your own craft. Yo, once I had that conversation, I was like, oh, yeah. okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I go then. You know, so, yeah, it's easy to point the fingers when things don't go the right way, though. It's very easy.
Yeah, we definitely going to get into it. I like what you said about that. Like, you have to run, this is your business and your own craft. You got to take care of your business. You got to get up and run your business. You got to open up your doors. And nobody is going to know you in business unless you tell somebody, unless you advertise. And that's what, you know, a lot of people fail to realize. But at the same time, they see us. They see us on the show. They see us networking. They see people rocking with us. We just make it look easy. But it's not easy. It's a lot of grind and shine. And, you know, when you got to grind and shine, basically, it's a lot of grinding that goes with it. It's a lot of networking. And you got to keep your grass cut because there's a lot of snakes in it. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. Step Your Game up Saturdays. I got the boss in the building, Y.B. I also got Genius in the building. And all the way on Brick City, I got Rock a Block live in the building. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We about to get into some Lego music. I know y'all going to like this. Easy.
Woo!
Lego! Yeah.
I make this shit look easy. Look at that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma
make this shit look easy.
Look at my shoes. Look at my lights, nigga. Look at my jewels. Look at my ring. Look how it bling. Bet you could tell that I'm doing my thing. They love it. High bomb tracks. Nigga, you be on whack. They say sky's the limit. Well, I'm beyond that. Way beyond rap. So far ahead of time. Forever grind out of this world. We'll never leg a rhyme. Thought you was hotter than me. Now you like never mind. Heard my mixtape. Decided to get your shit straight. We eat three-course meals off a big plate. Slick cake. Talk money and never spit hate. Sipping toast wine with chicks that's so fine. Elevating, celebrating the end of the whole night.
Look at
that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through with a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'm a cop. It look easy, but it ain't. Believe me, it's not what you think. I've been hustling hard, putting no change for that bank. Years in the making, and my ship still ain't sank. A couple of Cali slips, some bottles of Goose to drink. Bitch stank. Send her on her way, tell her game over, baby. I ain't got no time to play. Fuck what you try and say, grind ain't night and day. Till my breath is gone, you don't want testosterone. Keep protecting palms, trapped with a vest and bombs. Had a ball for your face, legs, chest and arms. So as best you know, I'm so destined to blow. Easier said than done, I'm
a mess.
Look at that boy, stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And step your game up Saturdays where all the real pros and real bosses live. I got the boss on the line, Y.B. I got the boss on the line, Genius. And I also got the boss on the line, Rocky, all the way from Brick City. We definitely getting it in tonight. We showing y'all how to step y'all game up on so many levels. And we was actually Rockabye, we was talking about the whole situation with LT, Lawrence Teller, how he got caught up in the hotel room with the 16-year-old runaway, which they calling a prostitute, and how, you know, he copped out to basically 6 years in probation, and he got to register as a sex offender. But he didn't, the only time I think he did was when he got locked up that time before he bailed out. And, I definitely want to get your opinion on that, Rocker Block. Like, what's
up? Man, I heard about that when I was listening. When it first happened, I was in New York when it happened. And I was listening to it. And being, you know, that he is who he is, it at first it made me feel bad. But then I realized what money do to people sometimes, and especially when they get little girls, little hot pants, little girls, you know, to come around them and whatever. But my opinion about it, though, is, you know, he's getting what he deserves. I felt like they should have locked him up. It's right now what this world is coming to. We ain't got time for these kind of stuff to continue to keep happening. It happened before with Kobe. It happened before with other cats, you know, with Tiger Woods. And for him to turn around and then do it again, it's just showing that these celebrities is getting out of control now. So 6 years probation, that's nothing. That all that means is he going to do it again, but we ain't going to catch him this time because now he's smarter and wiser about it. He knows how to get around it. You know what I'm saying? We need to put people like that away. So to me, that's injustice. You know what I mean? That's just plain injustice. It's, even if the girl is a prostitute, you ain't got no business. You're supposed to be a leader. That's the problem. We're not leaders no more. We're supposed to be a leader. We're supposed to be leaders. And for him to go and be caught up in some mess like that is just foul. You know what I'm saying? Even if it wasn't true, you know what I mean? Still. But he copped to it, so I guess it was some kind of truth in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what killed me, like, you know, everybody, and I'm feeling, you know, some type of way about, first of all, him being caught up in the whole situation. That's one. But second of all, like, every time somebody get into something, it wasn't me, all the way to the end. I know you innocent into proven guilty, but come on, man. That's crazy. And a lot of people would say, yo, he got a slap on the wrist because he got the 6 years probation and that he has to register as a sex offender. It's injustice. But my question is, where is the pimp at that brought her to there? Why he ain't getting charged? Didn't Mary Kay want to know that?
See that? He's smarter than LT was. Because
he's smarter than the average bear.
He got himself up out of there, man. He knew what he was doing, man.
He chucked the deuces. Well, I'm definitely going into that and going into more hot mess news because that story leads into this one right here, and I definitely want your opinion on this one. Bear yourself. It says, on BET.com, bring that back, week of January 10, it says 90 pregnancies at Memphis High School. Fraser High School in Memphis, Tennessee, is experiencing a baby boom as almost 90 students are either pregnant or recently had a baby. A city official recently confirmed the news as the community plans to find a way to stop the trend. At between 15% and 20%, the teen pregnancy rate in Memphis is twice the nation's average. And in particular zip code where the high school is located, the rate is at a startling 20%, since the Chicago Tribune reports. Is you crazy?
They need to
I'm going to just say off top, my kid ain't going to that school.
No. I'll tell you something, though. It don't even matter about that. It's just that school, right? Like, they're publicizing that school. Imagine that's going on at every school. You know what I'm saying? It's not even just that.
I want to ask, where's the parents at? I mean, I can't talk about everybody, you know, it's upcoming, but, I ain't have a lot of room to stick anything, you know what I'm saying? Not alone make a baby. Not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where's the parents at to guide their children?
Wait, I just going to say this. Big and Cheese is in the chat room going crazy talking about I'm the pappy. No, Big and Cheese, call into the show. Big and Cheese actually has a blog talk as well. Big and Cheese, call into the show, man. Call us up, 347-850-1521. I'm about to put it on there now, 347-850-1521, to give us your opinion. I definitely want to hear what you got to say. He's so silly talking about, I'm the pappy. Go ahead, Wanda. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that was funny as hell.
I think, you know what I'm saying, we talk about it all the time. Our youth is our future. They are our backbone. Yo, but where is the parents at to guide, you know what I'm saying, these youth and these individuals? That's very disturbing to me. I'm not going to lie. I got three daughters. So at any given point of time, that one of them come in the home, big belly, arched back, I'm going to have a serious-ass issue. Serious, serious, serious issue. And I'm going to have to start with myself. I'm going to have to check myself to say, where in the hell was I at for this to even be going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
go ahead.
We want to get more pins. The hotline just lit up like, oh, hell no. Let's go into it right.
Hey,
let's open it up. 216-798. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Candace, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Welcome to the show, Candace. How are you? We got Y.B. live in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
What up with the girl, Candace? Shout out to Candace and Tiz Desire on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh goodness, the whole teen pregnancy thing, I don't think you can necessarily put that on the parents. Like, there's so much information out here for these kids. Like, at this point, if a girl wants to be pregnant, it's by choice. Like, your parents can't stalk your every move as a teenager, because I'm sure all of us on this phone pulled a lot of shit over our parents' eyes when we were 16, 15, 13, 17. Like, we was doing a whole lot of shit that we probably would have been buried for had our parents known about it. I just think girls don't understand the responsibility that comes with parenting. They think you just dress a baby up and that's the end of it. And they don't know what comes with it. They really don't. That and what we see on TV when you got shows like Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant and what's some of these other shows I be watching? I don't know, Jersey Shore, then there's a new show on MTV. I swear I can't think
Dumb
of the name
and
of
Dumber.
It.
Dumber and Dumber
shows. Yeah, but that's what our kids watch. That's what's getting the highest ratings. That's what they see. They think it's cute, so they do it.
And you know what? Just like with that show, Teen Pregnancy, I had to stop watching that show because I got so mad one day that I called my little cousin up like I wanted to fight her. And it's crazy. Like, the stuff on this show, and it's dumb as hell. And even with that, and like you said, it's what they see on the TV. But we control what goes on the TV because I pay the bill, baby. See, my cable is basic. It's basic. I'm not paying. What all you need, and 317, I'm about to get to you. All you need really is Nickelodeon, and I'm kind of suspect about Nickelodeon because they be shaking booties too much on there. But all you need is really Fox, you know, 13, with electric company. I'm all about education up in here. And if you want to watch Jersey Shore, whatever the case may be, you need to get a job and pay some bills up in here. I don't even watch TV like that because it make me mad. And because of those shows right there, it make me want to throw a whole brick through the TV. Dumbass shows. Just dumb. And then we watch it like, you know, the whole situation with the home teen pregnancy, the young and pregnant and dumbasses. Y'all need, they need to have a show called Whoop Your Teen Ass. Whoop Your Teen Ass.
Yes, let me tell you.
Right.
No, whoop no more? Where they do that at?
I got mad all over again. Look at that. See, sweating out the
bring
front
it back.
Lace.
Bring it back.
Girl, I am just
that's
mad
the problem
because
with people, though. They don't want their kids. Like, I'm 34, and I still think that on a bad day, my mother might fuck me up if I try her at 34. Like at a young age, I was scared of her. And, like, I've seen my mother do stuff with a gun that I just really don't even want to play with it. Like, it's
yeah,
not
well,
worth
I don't
it
know, I think
me.
I want to chance it. I don't want to chance
yeah,
it. We
it's
definitely
not
gonna,
worth
we,
it.
We definitely will get some more opinions. Let's get some more opinions. The hotline is lighting up. I'm leaving everybody open, so just bear with me. 317, your mic is now open. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio. ENT, step your game up Saturday, 317. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Bigger Cheese.
Bigger Cheese, what's going on? Welcome to the show. I'm very, very thankful that you called in because you are the Pappy.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? I did. But anyway, now all you need is the History Channel.
All you need is the History Channel. Say that.
That's all you need. That's real talk. That's all you need is the History and Discovery Channel. That's it, man.
That's all you
that's
need.
That's a Geographic. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know what I mean? That's all. I've been sitting up here watching. I watched the whole Third Reich history little show today, man. The rise and fall. The whole thing, man. It's
I know that's
shit.
Like, it's good.
Look, hey, look, I'm gonna say it firmly. I'm agreeing with Candace. Like, man, I know, man. My mama whooped my ass in front of the whole class in third grade.
Oh
my
God.
So I know you would not have had an issue and a problem at 28. Wow. I feared that. Like,
but it was a fear factor. It was a fear factor growing up. Your parents installed fear in you. So, hell no, you weren't about to do something to get caught by your parents. No, is you crazy?
And you know what? I don't want us to get all caught up on the whole whoop the ass part of things. Communication is a big part in it, too. You know, especially expressing to your kids that you love them. When my son leave out of here to go to school or when he come back, I hug him and I pray over him. See, they always watching. They always watching 24/7, 365 a day. But you gotta encourage them. You gotta encourage them. And like what my son say all the time, he'll say to me like, "Mommy, you know," I'll be like, "Make sure you take care of your business and do your homework because you gotta keep God first, family second, career third." And he said that to me today. He said, "Mommy, I got 100 on my spelling test on Friday because I kept God first, family second, career third." I said, "You ain't never lied about that." He know I cut that ass up, but I just want him to know that I'm there for him and I support him. I'm not playing.
So, hey, so I would go back to my point of saying, at the end of the day, it's that fear factor. He know you're going to set that ass up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, plus we don't monitor what our kids watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't watch. When I was growing up, I couldn't watch Menace to Society and shit like that. No,
but
I mean,
look,
I
what happened to what happened to watching cartoons on Saturday morning? Like,
with the bowl of cereal, though? What happened to that?
Like, man, you know, there's too much cable going on right now. They the kids is watching cartoons right now. As soon as they get home, till they go to bed, the parents can't even watch a regular TV show. You know what I mean? Without the damn kid talking about they want to watch SpongeBob, even though it's good, you know? What's really going on?
They haven't sex in it the first time. Like, the first time they haven't sex. And the guys are coming in them on the first time. They probably never had sex after that, and they having these babies and they keeping them. You know what I'm saying?
and they're meeting the wrong kind of guys. So for them to have 90 women, 90 little girls in there to be pregnant, they could have had sex in the gym room, in the locker room, in the girls' bathroom.
Bathroom.
Wherever. And it could have been the only time they had sex. You know what I'm saying? And that could be like 30 to 40% of why they are so pregnant.
Mm. And not even that, we are guilty as parents, mothers. Stop walking around the house with your boy shorts on and your bra on. Even if you go into the bathroom, especially if you got a fat ass. I don't care if that baby is 2 or 4 years old. Him seeing you like that, going to the bathroom or whatever the case may be, or getting dressed, stop getting dressed in front of these kids. You got your tits all out, you got your little Vicky. See, he see that. And he getting sexually exposed at that time. He getting sexually exposed at that time. And even with fathers, stop leaving the pornos in the PlayStation 3. Play with
wow.
the damn game.
Come on,
he going to play a game. And
he
ain't going
too far.
He want to
play mad and all
that.
See his titties in the hair. That's too much.
All he see is a chick getting her hair pulled and dicks moving her mouth. He going to be like, oh. You know what I'm saying? They're going to try to play it off. They're going to try to play it off, but they know it. As soon as you come out of the room, you're going to be like, oh, shit. You're going to be thinking to yourself, did he see that? Did she see that? Yes, he did. Yes, she did. Knock it off. Keep your own sexual nature. And all this smacking on the ass, I mean, wife walking through the house, I know it's look appealing. It's nice to have. But you got to watch how you do stuff in front of your kids with your mate. Because we don't know that subliminally we making them sexually active. She
right.
or he wants to know, why are you squeezing her ass like that? Why is that? Why, mommy, why you all backing it up on daddy when a song come on? Are y'all serious? And then y'all wonder why our kids.
I didn't even know nothing about sex until I was 13 years old.
Yeah, see? And
yeah.
all it takes is one erection.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of show this is, but I didn't even know that, you know, a man was supposed to ejaculate until I was 16.
Wow.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Man, listen,
I
can't. I
was surprised like a motherfucker, man. I was like, whoa.
I'm laughing so hard, and I'm thank you for sharing that.
Just imagine my show's crazy. My show's crazy, man. It come on every Thursday at 11. You know what I mean?
What time it come on?
Come on, every Thursday at 11, Big on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I mean, the Big
Show. Is that PST or is that EST?
I don't know what the hell. I'm on New York time, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's EST, that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Well, we definitely going to check out that show, but, you know, it's crazy how you got all these teens pregnant and whatnot, and it's like, girl, what you doing for prom? Oh, I'm going to get that dress with the belly cut out so me and my baby can shine. I want to slap the shit out of every parent, and especially in Jersey, that the damn girls was graduating out of high school pregnant and got the damn fabric cut out so they belly could show. I wanted to slap the shit out of her and the kid. Word up. You know what?
It's really upsetting to me. I say this all the time. You know, ignorance only begets ignorance. And I do put the responsibility on the parents. We have to take more of an active role so that other people aren't being looked at as those role models. They need to see it at home first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're even dealing with a lot of these issues is if you take two ignorant people and they get together and have a child, they can teach that child nothing but to be ignorant. So we have to educate them in order to change the situation. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of the issues that we deal with today, we can actually avoid or prevent by just educating our people, taking more active roles as opposed to putting that burden of raising those children on society. It's not the teacher's responsibility. It's not the neighborhood's responsibility. It starts at home for them. Yes, they can all take active roles in steering them in the right direction, but they have to get that at home first.
Right.
I agree 100% because it starts at home first, because if I did something wrong and, you know, my neighbors saw me, you know, being the kind of neighbors that they was, they would beat me first. Then they'll tell my parents. So when my mom come home, they'll beat me next. And then when my dad comes home, I wake up 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night and get my butt whooped. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I grew up in that era, so I feel you.
Yeah. What happened to that era? You know what I'm saying? Because when I was growing up, my bus driver was a wild dude.
It still exists at 1336 Missouri Avenue, Northwest. That's my address.
I know, that's right. I just think that people stop enforcing it. Everybody got to a hole. It ain't my problem. It ain't my situation thing. And everybody decided, like, you know, that's their kids. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But it does. It has a big effect on it, just like the whole thing with Tupac made the song Brenda's Got a Baby. That's a prime example. And just like what Gina just said, it starts at home first. We're having 90 teenagers pregnant in a high school alone. And I think that there should be some type of sexual education. I mean, you do get sex aid in high school, but there should be, like, unfortunately, a pregnancy class or some type of prevention or safe sex. They should have something, even with giving out condoms, if that's what it takes, man. We already
They don't do a lot of those things because we have some parents who are too afraid to speak to their kids about it, and they complain about the school doing those types of things because they feel it encourages them.
But that's my thing, and I will do it like this. You don't have no choice when we got 90 girls at the school pregnant. Take your kid out my school. Point blank, period. Take them out and let them go get pregnant somewhere else.
They should have a proper consequence to that.
Yeah, the parents should be, I ain't going to front, but like Candace said, it shouldn't be on the parents, but it should be on the parents, because not for nothing, your child is skipping school and they got all their booty juice all over my stores and my bathrooms. I don't need all of that. You should get fined for that.
If I was the president, I would actually make it so that there would be a fine. I would fine them and fine the parents for actually them having that type of situation, because they are minor. That means the parents are responsible for them. So I would fine them for that.
The money gonna go in the kitty for the kids. Point blank, period. That's how I look at it. Their parents should get fined, and now they gotta pay a monthly. Just imagine if people start getting fined for their kid getting pregnant under the age of 18. Singapore, if you think about it, in Singapore, first of all, America, we get a lot of freedom. Because in Singapore, you get fined for digging your nose in public. This is what they do to you in Singapore. If you get caught digging in your nose wherever you at in public, in your car, they actually got cops watching, and they actually got a hotline where you can, if you out and you can take a picture of that person and send it in to a hotline, and you will only, not only will you get fined, but they will make you dig up your nose, get a booger, take a picture of you, and put it on a public website. Public humiliation. That's in Singapore. They got booger police over there. Yeah, they got booger police.
It's fair, but it's not fair. You know, what do you do to the parents who are, you know, doing everything they're supposed to do for their kids, making sure they go to school, doing the whole A, B, and C, but on the back end, you know, like Gina said, the kids is getting it in school. You're a parent. You're at work. I can't protect my child while I'm at work. That's what the job and the security, and that's what the taxes and everything pay for of the state for the school to do. So, how you going to make me pay a fine and a fee?
Let me tell you something. The reason why these kids is dumb is because we sent them to the public school, because they ain't teaching them the real shit in the first motherfucking place.
Well, I think the thing with the public school is you got these young parents who don't go out and vote, so these schools are struggling. Like, I know in Cleveland, the Cleveland public school system is struggling so bad financially because they can't pass any school levies. And a lot of these parents are young, and they don't understand what it means to get out and vote for something other than the new president of the United States. They don't understand that those smaller elections have a lot to do with their kids' futures. So if they start cutting stuff, the first thing they're going to cut at sex education programs, extracurricular activities, things that keep your kids out the bed with from having their legs up in the air all the time. So these kids got all this free time, and then the curriculum is screwed up, so they're not learning nothing, and whatever they're learning is so remedial and so basic that all they got is time to get in trouble and make babies. Like, it's almost a catch-22. Like, I do think in that sense, parents, they share a lot of responsibilities. They're like, I'm not passing this levy. I don't want to pay no new taxes. You don't want to pay no new taxes, but your kid dumb as hell and pregnant. So, I mean, what you saying? Either way,
you know what,
you're going to be paying taxes because that baby's going to tax you for the next 18 years. And some, because my mother paid for college.
And then they go right to, then they get off their money, they get off their precious, take your ass down to the welfare. Why would you be sending your teenage, take your ass to the welfare? Don't send her down to welfare. Make sure she goes to school through the whole pregnancy, because my mother passed when I was 17 years old, and I raised my sister. My sister got pregnant at 17. She went to school every day, and she graduated pregnant. Yeah, we went to school, baby. I don't care that you got morning sickness. Here, take these little vitamin pills, these pregnancy pills. Dump this orange juice. Let's go, because you're going to miss your bus. And I called the school and made sure she was there. Or we even wrote to the school. That's how it went down. She chose to go out there and deal with this young boy. Both of them was young and dumb. And now you pregnant. But that don't mean you ain't going to finish school. And after school, after she went into college, I kept the baby. We went back and forth, and she had it hard. I made sure she felt the pain. But and now she's doing the thing. She enrolled into the Army. She's doing her thing. She's taking care of her business. She got married, and now she's good. That's because she went through that struggle. Yeah, we had a big baby shower for her, but I made sure it was boot camp her whole 9 months while she was pregnant. And every time she looked at me sideways, I said, I love you.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what parents. Yeah, my mother, again.
Yeah,
it was an asshole. Like, my senior year in high school, I was cutting school, so she called the police on me, filed truancy charges. I went to court, got in trouble. Then she went and pistol whipped the dude I was cutting school with. So, like, again, like, parents cannot be scared to punish their kids. Like, they scared of CPS, they scared of this, scared of that. Listen. Your kids cutting up, punish them. You ain't got to punish them with an ass whooping. I was more scared having to go to court and stand in front of a judge and explain why I was cutting school than I was with that ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's definitely
that's actual fear factor.
Yeah, you know, but then we got some of these kids out here that's kamikaze, man. We definitely got some kids out here that's kamikaze, had a rough life, and then we got these young parents that just say, you know, I don't give a fuck. And speaking of that, we got this joint right here by Y.B. called I Don't Give a Fuck. We about to get into it right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Step your game on Saturdays. Let's go, man.
Oh, check. Niggas busting shots at the kids.
I want to come again.
Laugh at you niggas. My paper up. Ready? Yo. This is how it is, how it's going, how it gotta be. From here on out, don't fuck with me. I'm not the one for petty beef. I is why it's not to be. Don't let this rapping fool you, G. I rep the city, motherfucker. This is how it is, how it's going, how it gotta be. From here on out, don't fuck with me. I'm not the one for petty beef. I is who I is, Yancha B. Don't let this rapping fool you, G. I think you niggas think I'm on my game. Remind them, G. third block soldier, 45 holster, must I bring back Brooklyn, vulture, never been a choker, always been a roller, royal like a motherfucking king, culture, perfect like a motherfucking art, sculpture, busting shots is never on my heart, hold up, subliminal shots, I never done it, I'm too hood with it, most of you niggas, how did it lead, you ain't good with it. Fat niggas child play, real life fairy tales. I'ma be LLF until the day I rest in hell. You know how to judge your kid. Count my fucking album sales, bottle sales, pussy sales, and table boy your niggas tail. I never gave a damn, so why would I give a fuck? You only live once, you might as well live it up. Blow the smoke with a drink on and pour it up. Rep your hood, what you claim on and throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. What the fuck they wanna say? I'm running my 2-a-day, better yet, a 4-a-day. Money coming 40 ways, bitches coming 40 ways, and I talk a 40, hey. Yep. Okay. If ever there is drama play, this is what they wanted. They don't want that humble mind shit. They rather me suffer. I'd rather chill than eat a bitch. Be on my Obama shit. I promise you I'm super sick. Say I'm on some other shit. That Lucifer, that triple C. 60 on my fucking neck. 60 on my manic vest. 60 on your corny bitch. I call that 100 grand. Easily we spend it, man. Spending like the ceiling fan. Money out the roof. Till my haters come and catch it, man. Catch me on my Odyssey. I'm building a dynasty. When I'm done with this, of course you have it bad. That's modesty. Call me wise, I be that ear. Finally, got y'all niggas on my dick free. I never gave a damn, so why would I give a fuck? You only live once, you might as well live it up. Blow the smoke with a drink, go and pour it up. Rep your hood, what you claim, go and throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up. I flow sick, my flow sick, so I throw it up.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Stepping Your Game Up Saturdays. We got Y.B. live in the building with us. We definitely got a whole panel of experts right now. We got Genius live in the building. We got Rocker Block all the way from the East Coast live in the building. We got Candace live in the building. And we got Bigger Cheese live in the building with us, too. We're trying to get this joint in right now by Bigger Cheese. He got something he want to say on one of his records. But I'm definitely feeling that cut right there. I don't give a fuck. Y.B. How did that come about? Like, I like that, you know?
I'm a keep it real. Sometimes I don't give a fuck. I never gave a damn, so why should I give a fuck? Wow.
Y'all be spoiling the kid. Yo. Shout out to my man Cassius and State of Emergency for that track right there. You know what I'm saying? My man Al's put me together. That was just at that point in time. I mean, everything I spit about is through emotion in real life. So at that point in time, I felt like a lot of people would take shots. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm great around my circle. So why should I give a fuck about what every other person got to say? I'm complete. So it was just, I guess you could say that was a little anger, huh?
Yeah, well, really? Was it a little bit of anger? Just a little? The song name is I Don't Give a Fuck. I think he's a little bit angry.
just a little bit of anger, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'd rather, you know, I can express myself through music. At the end of the day, I'm not a great individual who can have, like, a conversation with you, especially if it's about some trash. So, you know, I can express myself through music and tell the truth.
What was your intention with that joint? Was it supposed to be like a mixtape joint, an album joint? I mean, what's your intentions with that shit?
Actually, to be honest, the track was made. The track was probably actually made before the concert, which was about 2.5 months ago. My intentions was to put it on maybe new mixtape. Actually, I just love making music, so. Maybe it wasn't going to new mixtape, but it was just a freelance track, you know what I'm saying? Just a track to get out there. Nothing intentional, you know. If it buzzed, it buzzed. But, again, it's why that be, so,
Okay. Well, we put hip-hop on trial. We come to Bigger Cheese Show, so you come to the Bigger Cheese Show, it's like a court show. So I'm the judge. We got a prosecutor and we got a public defender. Yeah, I mean, so if you'd have sent that joint through, you probably would have got a couple charges. But you know, this ain't my show. So
that's right. This ain't your show, Bigger Cheese. You better stay in your lane, baby. This is even Mary K show and the Stepping Game of Saturdays. And I'm the judge right here. And I judge that definitely got to pass. No charges. That's how we get that.
I'm saying no. The joint was cool though. The joint was cool.
That joint was hot. I love that joint. I love that joint. You want to know why? Because I don't give a fuck. I love Bigger Cheese, too. I'm definitely going to come to your show and show my ass. Oh, hell yeah. It's definitely going down.
I most definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just took tall with, you know, with the prosecutor. You know, I'd have held my head high.
Well, so I'm not the prosecutor. I'm just saying, like, if the joint is cool, listen, like, if the joint is cool, that's still a charge. You know what I mean?
Right.
Still a charge.
That's still a charge. If the joint is cool, that's still a charge.
So who's giving out probation?
It's intricate. You got to listen to the Bigger Cheese Show. It's all about the state of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what we
the state of hip-hop. We only run on crack. You know what I mean? If it's not crack, you know, then it's just cool.
Now, let me ask you something. What's your definition of crack? What do you consider a crack
Anything
track?
Anything from Public Enemy, Fight the Power, up to Rick Ross hustling. You know what crack is like?
Hold on one sec. Because I'm from the beginning of hip-hop, the birth of hip-hop till now. And you telling me that you would put Rick Ross with Public Enemy?
I'm saying from anything in between, you know, that, like from P.E. Fight the Power on and up to Rick Ross hustling. Yeah.
I can't even put them in the same conversation. I can't put them in the same conversation because that's two different types of music. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy, that's conscious music, and Rick Ross is street. You can't put them in the same category. It's a different
thing. Well, I'm saying crack is crack. All I'm saying
is
crack is crack. You know what I'm saying?
Crack
is crack.
You definitely right about that. Crack is
crack.
Hold on, crack. Yo,
hold on. I had to mute a few people out. I'm sorry, y'all. We'll get... I have a question for Bigger Cheese. Bigger, you open right now. Can you hear me?
I hear you, baby.
right, cool. Now, my question is, even with the whole Rick Ross, I really don't have nothing against Rick Ross and everything that he's doing, but what do you feel that hip-hop, first of all, what is hip-hop to you?
Hip-hop is a culture. It's a way of life. It's what I believe, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm one of the original citizens that are on this boat, you know what I mean? Regardless of, you know, if I made my mark in it yet, in back in the day, or am I making it now? You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely a citizen right now, and I'm looking to go to be the president of hip hop. You know what I mean? Someday.
Okay, cool. The next question is, what do you feel that Rick Ross has brought to hip-hop history, hip-hop youth, hip-hop culture, hip-hop graffiti, hip-hop dance? What do you feel that Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, anybody else in that category has brought to hip-hop? What have they done for us?
Right now, all they bringing is a style. That's all they really bringing is a style. That's all they bringing, is their style.
And what style is that?
However they flow, you know what I mean? Just their personality, their flow and their personality. That's the only thing they're bringing.
About?
Like, you know, huh?
What are they rapping about?
I mean, I don't have any idea what Lil Wayne is rapping about. The jury's still out on that one, but Rick Ross, he's talking about cocaine, obviously, you know what I mean, and just being a boss. But I'm talking about just the pure, just driving down the street or whatever the hell you're doing, you ain't really, you know, it's making you feel some kind of way, and that's crack. If it's hot, it's hot, you know what I mean?
What you just said to me is Rick Ross is bringing an image of being a dealer, cocaine, drugs. We see the hot women. All he talk about is drugs, flipping keys, smashing chicks, smoking cigars, and making deals with ins and out of people and leaving people stinking. And let's not forget that Rick Ross got his whole car pulled when he was exposed for being the damn CEO at the prison. So as far
I hope you're not mistaken me for saying that I'm a Rick Ross fan.
I didn't say you was a Rick Ross fan. I'm saying what Rick Ross has brought to the game. He has brought nothing to the game but more of a hood image for our kids to fall behind of and think that it's all about selling dope, flipping keys, having cars, and acting a fool. And let's not talk about his new nigga cousin, and I'm going to call him a new nigga cousin, Gucci, who just came out the mental institute and went and got an ice cream cone with three scoops chatting on his face. That's not hip-hop. Hold on, I got to mute you now. And I'm going to let you think about that right there. Why not?
What up?
You back with me. Thank you.
I'm
glad Biggie Genius, I got you back. Rocka Block, I got you back. Candace, yeah. I got you back. I'm glad that Biggie Cheese did say that as far as with Rick Ross and how he laid it out there, because a lot of times that's a puppet situation, y'all. That's not hip-hop.
I think Rick Ross is a fraud. I think he's one of the few people in hip-hop who get a pass for being a fraud.
It's money.
Everything he talks about, he hasn't lived. There's no proof that he's lived it. People in the streets have said they never saw him in the streets. So it's just hard for me to respect him, period. I mean, the production and the music is nice, but, I mean, I can't respect you if you rap in somebody else's life. It's just what you've heard, you know, from other people's point of view. I like to call him a street historian. You know, he just discusses what's typical in certain parts of Miami. Not that he's ever done it, but he one of them people like, well, I know somebody it happened to. It ain't me, but I kind of know how it happened. Like, no, it's just not enough for me. I can't do it.
And making a living off, I definitely agree with that, making a living off some, first of all, I have the name Rick Ross. You know, I'm pretty sure you know the history behind that. But just idolizing that lifestyle, that's what I'm saying. And our youth is looking at that. idolizing that lifestyle. Public Enemy was a whole different situation.
Yeah, that's a different breed.
That's respect. Like, that's a different breed.
No,
that's a way different breed.
Me,
but when it comes to music, when it comes to music, there's always supposed to be a message behind it. Y'all got to understand, I get a lot of people hollering at me, play my music, play my music. Oh, Diva Mary Kay, listen to my music. I still got my Radio Raheem headphones from ninth grade, and they still work. They still work. And every time I listen to your music, I lay back on my bed like I did when I was in the eighth and the ninth grade, listen to the music and see if it can paint a picture for me. If your music can paint a picture for me, then it's real hip-hop. I'll definitely play it. But I think that we just give a pass to everything that's within the known, that's new. I can rap and say that I'm a millionaire, that I'm making money all day. And y'all going to be attracted to me because y'all see me staging. And that's what these kids fail to realize. A video is staged. It's staged. It's lights, it's cameras, it's a background, they got permits. These people don't live here. You see it like Candace said, somebody else's life, somebody else's block, somebody else's car. Come on now. I got a Cherokee. I can go down the street and take a picture in front of the neighbor cherry red Benz. That shit look good. I wish it was mine, but I love my Cherokee. So I'm going to keep loving my Cherokee, man. But we can't get caught up in the image, and that's all Rick Ross is an image. And he making money off of an image and what he do in the drug game.
I don't
knock anybody making money, but being a part of the originality of the culture, I can take it back to the days of Union Square where we had KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Rakim dropping knowledge. Or even before then, you know, Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Chuck Chill Out. Like I said, I'm from the birth of hip hop. And when I see people today call what they call music, it's disgusting to me because I'm also a producer. If it takes me less than 5 minutes to make the stuff that they making, that's trash to me. That's not creative. Mm-hmm. If you're only talking about money, cars, clothes, and hoes in your rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And it's repetitive. You have no skills to me. You can talk about those things, but be creative about it. Do something different that hasn't been done. And don't sit there and pattern yourself after somebody else. The real Rick Ross would have killed him. And I'm not a street-type person, you know what I'm saying? But to name yourself after something you could never be, number one, says something about yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not knocking him for what he's doing because he's making money, but utilize that as a vessel to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Because we got people killing each other out here because of people just like him. That needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the real pioneers of hip-hop that really made a movement and a message, because I took offense to that, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a conscious MC as well. And when you think about people like Chuck D, you know what I'm saying, and Public Enemy, they were revolutionary activists who opened up a door for a lot of people like a Rick Ross now, because if it wasn't for people like P.E. who opened up that door, and even on the negative side, but still positive, N.W.A. from the West Coast, who were the first public gangster rappers that were out here, even their music had a positive message behind it. There's nothing positive about anything that Rick Ross says or does. Nothing.
Check this out.
Nothing.
And you know what, though?
Like I said, I never knock anyone for anything that you're doing.
From your Soulja Boys to your Rick Ross to your Hoes, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, KRS-One, Spike Lee, Nas, individuals paved the way, you know what I'm saying, for individuals like myself to be able to express realness. As an artist, you're supposed to have creativity. If you do not have creativity, if you do not know how to write a song, if you do not know how to write a 16 with a bridge, with a hook, if you do not know how to motivate, if you can't inspire somebody from them listening to your song, it's really no purpose in you making music. My track just came from pure, you know, emotion, pure emotional and pure things that I felt that was going on. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, as I said it in the song, this is what they want. You know, they don't want that modest, humble shit. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather you suck someone, you know? But, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, can I say something, E?
Yeah, go ahead. And then we're going to let Bigger Cheese say something. Go ahead.
I'm going to piggyback off of what they were saying. You know, all y'all was right. And when it comes to music, to me, you know, as far as when it comes, if you look at gospel, they honoring God with their music. They have a purpose. The purpose of gospel music is to honor God and to for you to listen and understand with why they're doing it. R&B music, no, jazz music. If you listen to jazz, they honoring a specific sound. You know what I'm saying? R&B, you know, it's about love songs and life stories and what's going on. Country music, they have a specific reason why they're doing what they do. When it comes to now, there's no reason for them to be rapping no more because they already made it to the top. Their struggle is so-called is over. Well, because they're claiming they're rich now. But they wanna shed their light. They wanna tell a story now that's like y'all been saying, that's not true. There's no reason for what's going on in hip hop to be going on. Because they took the top off. You know what I mean? Hip hop is not what it used to be. They're not rhyming to rap. I mean, they're not rapping to rhyme. They're not rapping to battle each other no more. Everybody is just out something for themselves. It's not to help anybody do anything no more or to get to the top. Everybody comes out already on top just because they rap now. You know what I mean? So hip-hop is, to me, is not dead because people are still rapping and rhyming. Because,
yeah,
you know,
it's not dead.
They still have a little bit of the basics still in the rap business, you know what I mean, with the rhyming and the beat and everything. But to me, it's pretty much dead.
Well, listen, hip-hop is a state of mind, and, you know, and that state is in a state of emergency, you know what I mean? But the kids, you know, some of the kids, they trying to do a good thing. They trying to bring it back. You know, you don't see these young boys coming out with the ice and the rings no more. They're going back to the wood pack. They're going back to the Africa patches. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're going back to the Swatch watches. You know what I mean? You know, they might have skinny jeans on. They might, you know, look a little fruity in the yard. But, you know what I mean? They try to take it back a little bit. But anyway, hip-hop gets a bad rap, man. You know what I mean? Like, we the only motherfucking type of business where you got to actually be like you really rapping. Like, that's bullshit. Like, if I want to rap about killing a motherfucker, that don't mean I really want to kill a motherfucker. I just want to rap about it. If motherfucking, like, you go see a Rambo movie, he just killed 100 motherfuckers, you don't feel like nobody blames a white motherfucker for going to, you know, in real life, going to kill a motherfucker because he just got through watching Rambo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but even what you you said, but the difference between it is sad because the movie don't hold as much weight as hip hop do. That movie does not hold weight like hip hop do. Even like what you said, like if you want to rap about killing somebody, you making the comparisons to the movies because the movies do the same thing and ain't necessarily true. But the movies, they hold some weight, but they don't hold weight like hip hop. And it's sad because, like Candace said before, these dumbass kids that ain't been educated and ain't been taught nothing, and the parents ain't went and tried to pay more taxes or do what they got to do so they can have extra curriculum and things in the school because they not being challenged. That's the sad part about it. They not being challenged, and then when they hear artists like you or Genius or Y.B or Lega and they see y'all style, they say y'all making it look easy, they want to be like y'all now. See, we fail to realize that we are role models whether we like it or not. So it's our responsibility. We control hip-hop.
That's right.
I control what I play on this show.
That's why I take it to court every Thursday. I take hip-hop to court every Thursday. Trust me.
Yeah.
Every Thursday. It's a courtroom.
I'm definitely going to take y'all back right now when hip-hop was really at its real good era. And one of the person that did it for us was Slick Rick, man. Let's go.
I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in?
Here we go.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought too figure. I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, to still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Good night.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT. It's Step Your Game on Saturdays. I got YDB live in the building, man. That's one of my favorite. If not Queen Latifah Unity, but that's one of my favorite old school joints right there. And because the beat is hot, and it definitely got a message with that. And he told a real story. That's what I think that music should consist of now, is telling real stories, having a message behind it, educational, and also being able to be witty and have a great beat and do something. And I like what Bigga T said. He said the youth now, they not coming out with the blings, and, you know, they not coming out with everybody, you know, banking. And that's what killed me, too, when I was over in Jersey before I moved over here to the West Coast and dealing with artists. Like, everybody is rich, but how is you rich and your sister lights getting cut off? Tell me that. Like, it is what it is, man. That was definitely one of my favorite joints right there. And YDB, you got this joint on here that we got called Unfaded. How did that come about?
Oh, pure, just, I mean, when you listen to it, Unfaded, it's just, it's a pure hip-hop influenced track. You know what I'm saying? It was just straight. It's lyrical. It's what I see. It's exactly what I see, is, you know what I'm saying, what I talk about is just the things that you see a lot of individuals talk about and don't have, the things that we hear a lot of individuals put in their music, and when you see them in the streets, you don't see none of that. A lot of the things that we see people put on Twitter, put on Facebook, and when you see them in the streets, you don't see none of that. But it's just, it was a real hip-hop, real influence. And to me, I would actually say listening to Big actually influenced me. And then being in my city, just being in Cleveland, actually, man, you just have to come to Cleveland to experience Cleveland for what Cleveland is. I love my city. Shout out to Cleveland. But it's a lot of not dudes. That's what I say. It's a lot of not dudes in the city. So, your influence,
cool.
The influence.
Well, cool. Let's get into it. Air live right now, right here on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're about to get into the snippet from Y.B called Unfaded. If you want to get more Y.B music, go to www.reverbnation.com/Y.B. Let's go. Even Mary Kay, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We just played that Unfaded joint right there by Y.B. The beat. Who produced that beat? Y.B.
My dude, Cinema.
He got a Twitter.
Yes, sir. It's gonna be. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, we definitely want to holler at his Twitter. That was a slow track. It's not like you can fall back to that track. I mean, I'm glad that you spit over that track what you spit over it, but that sounds like a more of a slow jam track to me.
Like a slow jam.
Like a
yeah.
slow jam. Why not be?
It could be slow jam.
We definitely want to get input on that. We didn't came to the end of the show, y'all. It was definitely a live show. I was definitely blessed to have all of y'all tune in and definitely rock with us, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Tuesdays coming up. Talk About Tuesday with Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com. And also you can check me out right here on my website at www.divaspot.blogspot.com and get yourself featured. I definitely go in and we have excellent, excellent promotion packages. If you're looking for promotion or you already got yourself established or you're looking to get yourself branded and get that extra needed exposure in the right way, in the legal way, you can hit up my marketing director, FutureGuru100@gmail.com. Again, that's FutureGuru100@gmail.com. Before we get out of here, Y.B, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, of course. You know, I just give all thanks to God. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to you, sis. Shout-out to Lush, Guru. You know, my whole state of Ohio. Shout-out to my team, LLS, my man Ace at SOE, Nightmare. You know, shout-out to my girl Candace for rocking with us today.
So just shout out to everybody that tuned in and listened, to my man Genius, you know, to my man Rocks over there, everybody that paid attention today. We appreciate y'all.
That's definitely what's up, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Slot Radio, ENT. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, because we winning on this side.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay. 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 Diva Mary Kay.